So what's up?
Well, we have to get it out of the way. Anything new on your contract?
Not that I know of. I'm out here focusing on making this team better. I'm still under contract. So, that's all I know.
How much time, considering everybody asks you, I'm assuming everybody asks you about it, we ask you about it. How is it, can you put it in, compartmentalize it, not think about it?
The contract? Of course. You know, when you grow up how I grew up with nothing, anything that you have is a lot. So I'm blessed to even be here, fortunate to be in this situation, to have what I have right now.
What's it going to be like? You got a taste of playing with Savage at the end of last season. Now he's a starter. Talk about Tom. What do you like about him off the field as well as on the field?
What I don't like is how I went to his house last week and he didn't have Blue Moons in his refrigerator. But besides that, you know, we're pretty tight.
What doesn't the public see about Tom Savage, because he's only had such a limited sample, but you've seen him every day in practice?
Man, the kid is a go-getter. He don't quit. You know, even out there today, he was trying to be first. He was hustling. You know, he was out there being a leader. Even though he hasn't played many snaps in this league, even on the sideline last year of games, he was out there helping the quarterbacks, helping us, helping the tight ends, just being active throughout, even though he wasn't starting.
Dre taught you a lot. He took you under his wing. You're doing the same now for Will Fuller. What's it like when that torch is passed?
Oh, man, it's great to see guys develop in this league. Braxton and Will, you know, they had a good offseason. I can tell the way they came out here today and worked. And, you know, they want to learn. They're not kids, and they're not guys that's just going to sit back and, you know, let you tell them things. They're going to ask you questions, kind of like how I did Andre.
About 6 weeks ago, there was an exchange with Bill O'Brien and a reporter at the NFL Scouting Combine where there was some allusion to, I guess, a down season. And Bill seemed to put the kibosh on it pretty quick. What did that mean to you as a player to have a coach who is that defensive and has that much conviction in your ability and your performance?
I mean, it's great when you have a coach like this. It's always on your side. You know, a down season, you know, it's a team sport. It's not one player out there playing. You know, so I did my job to get our team last year to where we got. Even though we didn't get the success we wanted, you know, we still had a pretty good season. Won a division, you know, and it's not easy to win a division in this league. So to have a coach like that on your side all the time, you know, it spreads throughout the locker room.
DeAndre, could you talk about Savage as a quarterback, the ball he throws, and the rapport you guys are developing?
You know, well, we haven't had much time to do much this offseason. You know, he has a family. He's married. You know, but we definitely have been getting after it, you know, since we've been back in town. You know, and just doing extra things. He throws a good ball. He knows his offense better than any quarterback that could be in the system. He's been here since he's been in the NFL and under the system. So, you know, he knows where to put the ball where it needs to be.
Tom said that one of the things he's focused on for next season is developing your guys' communication. Is that something you've seen improve as you hang out and, you know, just as you get more reps?
Yeah, I mean, but we was building that chemistry even when he was on the sideline, when he wasn't playing. Just him always being into the game and knowing what's going on and knowing what he could do if he was in the game, even in practice. You know, even in the film room, he was always into it. It was never a time that he didn't know where the ball should go or how it should be thrown. You know, so I feel like since he's been here for, you know, 4 years, we've been building that chemistry, not just now.
Is that something you really respect about him, how he was able to stay into it?
Of course, and that's something that everybody in this locker room respect about him. You know, how he always stayed into it, how he never got down or never doubted himself.
Physically, where do you